Hear that? It's Spring Fest Savings calling your name. Only at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego trimmer, blower, or mower. Plus, get your choice of any two bags of Miracle-Gro Organic Soil Mix for only $16. Shop these can't-miss deals in-store or online today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 4-2. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Hawaii.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, we are in barbecue weather these days. The temperature last evening, I think about 7 o'clock, was 23, 24 degrees in my garden. So that means we think of what we're going to cook outdoors, but also what might accompany it. Gareth Mullins, executive chef of the Marker Hotel, has some great idea for sides and sauces. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pa. How are you?
I'm very well. So what do you want us to do?
So what I want to talk about today is what goes alongside our grilled wonderful meats and fishes and vegetables. So the side orders, because for me that's what really makes a great barbecue. So the first one I'm going to start off with is a classic coleslaw. So to make a classic coleslaw, what you're going to need is a half a white cabbage. That's the hard white cabbage. A couple of carrots, which are going to grate. A couple of shallots or even a bunch of spring onions. So we're going to shred all of them up. You can grate the carrot if you want, and then shred the shallots and the cabbage. And then you need 100 grams of mayonnaise. And I also like to put in 50 grams of sour cream, because it just gives that little bit of acidity to the coleslaw. Mix it all together, and then most importantly, salt and pepper, and it'll be the best coleslaw you've ever made, I promise you.
That sounds very quick. That's really quick. That's a matter of moments.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I mean, if you I don't know what a tub of coleslaw costs, but I'll guarantee you that when you make this, it'll last in your fridge for 2 or 3 days. So just you put enough out on the table, it's going to be eaten, and then it's wonderful in sandwiches and if you've any grilled meats or fish that are left over. So that's the first one. The next one I always love to do is a Greek salad. Always reminds me of my holidays, this one. So what do you need? You need 4 tomatoes or a punnet of cherry tomatoes, a cucumber that I want you to peel and scrape out the seeds, and then you're going to dice that up. What I like to do that is just, there's a lot of water in a cucumber, so I think taking the seeds out makes for a better salad. Again, 2 shallots, finely sliced. Some mint and parsley, or whatever fresh herbs that you're growing in your garden, just chop a couple of tablespoons of them up into the bowl. A couple of tablespoons of green pitted olives. If you don't like olives, don't add them in. 100 grams of feta cheese. They normally come in a little block. You just want to dice that up, and you're going to sprinkle that on the salad at the end. And then how we're going to dress the salad is 4 tablespoons of a good olive oil and 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar. I think it's worth buying the red wine vinegar. A bottle of it is not that expensive, and it'll last you all through the summer. And this gives the beautiful acidity that's needed across those tomatoes and cucumbers. And then, again, plenty of salt and pepper, because these vegetables really, really love seasoning, so that's quite important. That's it. That's a Greek salad. I think it's perfect to throw on the centre of the table, lots of colour. The next one is one of my favourites, baked potato, something that I really, really love to do. So your baked potatoes, some people wrap them in tin foil, and there's no need to do any of that. All you do is pick a nice medium-sized potato, take a knife, and just prick the skin all the way around. So you'd want to be putting about maybe 20 little prick holes into the potato. So 8 potatoes if 4 of yous are eaten, and you're going to have 2 each. A little bit of sea salt. This isn't totally necessary, but I think it works a treat. Sprinkle a little bit of sea salt across a tray. place your potatoes onto that, and then it's going to go into a preheated oven at 190 degrees for about 40 to 45 minutes. Really, sometimes potatoes take a little bit longer. So after the 45 minutes, when you open the oven door, you'll see the skin has gone beautiful and crisp. And then just push your knife in. If it's tender all the way through, take it out, let it cool for a second. Draw an X in the potato with your knife and then push in either sides, and you'll see the potato will open up. And then what better to have on top of that is some chives sour cream. So sour cream, handful of chives, give them a chop, salt and pepper. And this is a beautiful way, I think, to serve as a potato dish on the side of your barbecue.
Now, you have an idea for a barbecue sauce, which is whiskey based.
Yeah, so again, you know, a lot of barbecue sauces are good out there, but I promise you, once you make this, you'll move away from the bottled stuff and you'll start making your own. So you're going to need the bottled stuff as well. So you need 50 mils of ketchup, so 3 or 4 tablespoons of ketchup, 50 mils of barbecue sauce, whichever barbecue sauce you want, and then a shot of whiskey. We're using Teeland's here at the hotel that's made here in Dublin. I think it's a beautiful whiskey for this. Throw a shot of that in, and then you put that all into a small little pot and put it over the stove and bring it up so it starts to warm up. When it starts to warm up, add a splash of honey and then 30 grams of butter. What the butter do, we're just adding a little bit of fat into this sauce, and it's going to give you some more flavour, and it richen the sauce up for you a little bit. And as you see, as you're stirring the butter in, the sauce will go really shiny. That's just a little kind of chef trick for making sauces a little bit richer. And then I like a little bit of spice, so if you're maybe the kids don't, so this is just totally up to your own palate. Couple of splashes of Tabasco sauce. I like that peppery finish on a barbecue sauce, so well worth trying.
Okay, and finally, you have a blue cheese sour cream dressing.
Yeah, again, and this works wonderfully with grilled meat and fish, and it's also delicious topped on our baked potatoes. So you need 200 grams of sour cream or creme fraiche, juice of half a lime into a bowl, stir that together, and then a wonderful blue cheese. I'm suggesting Cashel Blue, but any of the Irish blue cheeses is great here. Let it come out of the fridge so it comes up to room temperature, and then you just fork that in with your sour cream and your lemon juice, season it with a little bit of salt and pepper. And again, wonderful with chicken wings. If you're going to try and make chicken wings on the barbecue sauce and the blue cheese is a perfect accompaniment.
And all of them, with the exception of the potato, which has to cook, done really in a jiffy.
Yeah, and I really feel that, you know, a lot of us are entertaining in the garden now. Thankfully, we can have our family and friends back. So, as I always say, preparation is key. So try and do a little bit of work the night before. Get your meats marinated, your sauce all made, your salads made, and then just put them all together, place them on the table, crack open a beer, light the barbecue. Happy days.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Market Hotel. Thank you for making my mouth water, and looking forward to the weekend.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.